Many people thought the election was over after November 8th. But that's not quite the case, because voters don't directly cast ballots for the next president. That's where the Electoral College comes in. The Electoral College is made up of 538 people selected by their party to support the party's candidate. States are allotted 2 electors, with more assigned based on population. President-elect Donald Trump won Florida's 29 electors on November 8th.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory.
But in an unusual twist, Trump didn't win the popular vote. Democrat Hillary Clinton did, by nearly 3 million votes. The 2016 election was the 5th time a presidential candidate was elected by the Electoral College, but lost the popular vote.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. Time.
While supporters saw Trump's campaign rhetoric as refreshingly authentic, many voters found themselves alarmed by his crude comments about women and minorities. Despite his call for unity, protests broke out across the country.
Racist, sexist, anti-gay! Donald Trump, go away! Racist, sexist, anti-gay!
Those opposed to a Trump presidency turned their hopes to getting electors to change their votes. Thousands of people across the country reached out to electors in Florida and other states, begging them to change their minds. Florida elector and Pinellas County GOP chairman Nick DeSegli says he got thousands of emails and letters asking him to vote for a different Republican or unity ticket with both a Republican and a Democrat.
Most of these folks are, I would assume, Democrats. They don't say I'm a Democrat, but the ones that say I'm a Republican, pretty much right in the beginning of the emails or the letters, state that. So I'll take a guess that 99% of these folks are all Democrats.
Experts say the founding fathers created the Electoral College as an extra check to make sure no unqualified candidate would win the power of the presidency. In more than 200 years, electors have never overturned Election Day results. Protesters who called for electors to, quote, flip their vote, argue Trump is unqualified. His critics raise concerns about his positive comments about Russia's president, his refusal to release his financial information, and his business conflicts. Tallahassee resident Tao Valentine organized a protest at Florida's state capitol just before the state electors met to vote.
I deeply believe that equality is a virtue worth fighting for. I feel like almost everything that I love and stand for is under attack in a Trump presidency. I feel like we're at war and that I need to speak out.
In the end, no electors in Florida changed their vote away from Trump. And while there were a few electors in other states that switched their votes from Clinton or Trump, the results didn't change. Congress is scheduled to certify the Electoral College vote in early January. Trump's inauguration is January 20th. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.